This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves here. As we launch into the second hour of the program, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And also, we've got our Discord on-air call-in line rooms, which are open and available to you over on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. You will need the Discord app, which is a free app for smartphones, laptops, you know, whatever kind of computer you got, probably a Discord app for you. And then you connect to Discord, you got discord.lrn.fm. You just put that in your web browser as soon as you get the app installed, and it'll pop you right into our server, which has had some changes made to it, by the way. Last night, I decided to make a few changes to how the server is set up. We used to have separate rooms for each of the different shows that are live on LRN.fm, which is the Liberty Radio Network. So there was a room for Will Coley's show, Call to Freedom. There was a room for Free Talk Live. But the way the server was being used wasn't really consistent. People would be in one room, and then they wouldn't necessarily move their conversations to the room where the show that was live was on. And so, just to simplify things, I just made one channel called On Air Now. So, when Free Talk Live's on the air now, that's where the conversation about Free Talk Live should be, and the same thing's true for the other shows. So making things simple, a little more simple. I like simple. I think simple tends to be better than complicated. So that's easier. And as soon as you join the server now, it used to dump you into this sort of dead room called General. Now it dumps you right into the On Air Now channel. So if you just the first thing you see when you join the server is going to be what's happening in that On Air Now channel, which is usually the busiest channel. So
I was curious. It did seem like things changed up in there. There used to be a Free Talk Live channel, and now there's not.
Correct. It is now called On Air Now. And there's also a host announcements channel, so only the hosts can type into that channel and say something. So if you wanted to announce, coming up today on, you know, Call to Freedom or Free Talk Live, you could do that, and then it won't get lost among the shuffle. Because if a chat room's busy and you want something to be seen, good luck. You know, if people aren't in there at the moment when you type it, it's not going to get seen. So the host announcements channel will make it so hosts' statements that need to be seen are more likely to be seen. So there's been some changes there, but it's still a free server, and it's still loaded up with hundreds of participants every single month. So thank you to everybody who participates over on our Discord server. And again, that's the way you can call in and sound almost like you are sitting here in the studio with us. So we've been talking about these corporations who are now being forced in the state of California to have women on the boards. And you mentioned in the last hour, Johnson, that there was a kind of a related story about a particular politician who isn't really comfortable being alone with women these days.
So I actually found this today on the Libertarian Reddit. It's actually a story that's a year and a half old. But it's very, very relevant in current context of current politics. So I just like to read it, and we can discuss it because I find it very amusing. Sort of when you just take this and just put it into the current context.
Okay.
So it says Vice President Mike Pence dances with his wife Karen at an inaugural ball. This is the picture that heads the story, and the title is Mike Pence won't dine alone with a woman who's not his wife. Is that sexist? Last week,
clearly, by its definition, sexist. It's excluding a particular gender.
Also extremely smart.
It's not a bad idea.
Last week, the Washington Post profiled Second Lady Karen Pence, a devout Christian and devoted wife who is, as the story put it, her husband's prayer warrior, gut check, and shield. Ashley Parker, the reporter, noted that Vice President Mike Pence once had told The Hill, a political newspaper and website, that he never dines alone with women alone, nor does he attend functions without his wife if alcohol is being served. This tidbit popped off the page like a spark from a burning log.
Yep.
Twitter, which is always highly combustible, exploded. Was this a sign of merited devotion and respect, or a signal that the Pences don't trust Mike Pence to be alone with a woman, or perhaps don't trust a woman to be alone with Mike Pence?
It's not just that. It's, I mean, I suppose you could interpret it that way if that's what you want to do, but if I take a rail elevator ride with a woman alone, and I understand that Ron Paul doesn't do this either, and she says X happened between floor 1 and floor 15, then what am I going to say that no, it didn't?
If there's no security footage, then he said, she said.
Right. You know? And we can see that in a he said, she said situation, because we can look at Kavanaugh, the Kavanaugh situation from late last week, and we can see that in that he said, she said situation that, well, you know,
Clearly, some
people will believe one thing and some people will believe another.
Clearly, now, between floor 1 and floor 15, you consumed enough alcohol to not remember what happened.
Well, whatever it might be. I think that the Kavanaugh situation is deteriorating for old Brett, but nonetheless, we can see what happened just looking at the nation's attitude a week ago.
Yeah. I just think that this is also interesting that not only does he dinner alone with a woman or spend time alone with women ever, but that he also does not attend functions without his wife being present if alcohol is being served, because then he can't be accused of, I didn't remember what happened, right? You know, like, which is a lot of how they're trying to go after Kavanaugh now, right? So, interesting that this
they
is...
They sure did.
This is huge, interesting reality foreshadowing, you know, of like if this current administration were a book, this would be foreshadowing. Yeah. It's just very odd. And
it seems like a sad but sensible measure these days.
Yes.
When I was single, I didn't put this system in play anytime. I've never even articulated it. I just talked to my wife about Mike Pence and Ron Paul's policy, and I'm like, it seems like a pretty good idea. And I don't happen to be alone with very many women just in my day-to-day life, period.
Well, right. It's especially a good idea for somebody who may be subject to being targeted, right? Like, if you're just
Syndicated talk show host.
Yeah.
So I could be targeted. But when I was just an ad exec for Clear Channel in Sarasota, Florida, you can believe I was in the office all the time with women by themselves. Half of our sales crew, half the bullpen weren't bulls.
Let's go to the phones here. We got AJ. If we got more on this, we can come back to it. But AJ's on the line calling from a prison in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, Free Talk Live.
Hey there.
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about the Me Too movement.
Okay. Now, Me Too is this... For listeners that maybe are unfamiliar, can you define what it is?
Well, it's just a movement where people can say, you know, I was victimized. I was victimized by a guy.
Sexually, right? Or is it just violence and sexual? I don't know what all the rules are of Me Too.
Yeah, I don't know all the rules myself either, however... You know, one of the things I want to point out, it's simply another tool the government's using to empower them to lock up more people. That's really what the bottom line is. This is, number one, now this is the same thing that McCarthy did, Senator McCarthy did, and the labeling everybody as a communist. The same thing Nixon did with all the thousands of grand juries that he convened, chasing people that he didn't like. It's just the government empowering the criminal justice system to abuse the citizens of the United States.
Now, how is this? I mean, from what I've seen, now I know you're on the inside there in a prison, so you don't get to see social media. But as I understand it, this started as what they call a hashtag, where somebody puts a pound symbol in front of a phrase and they put it out on social media.
Me too.
Right, and then
they're requesting,
and then other people will follow along in that trend, and in this particular trend, they would add this hashtag to their statements about how they were abused, or just make some general statement about Me Too without saying anything about what exactly happened, but just simply show that something happened to them, but they won't talk about it. And then this has become this big thing that, I mean, are you saying you believe this is leading to more criminal charges?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. And if people had any idea how bad the system really was right now, once a person makes an allegation there, you are automatically guilty. And honestly, there's no way you can ever prove you're innocent. But
yeah,
even through a jury
that's what we've been seeing here. If you have more to say, you can hang on. We'll bring you back here. AJ is on the line here from a prison in Michigan. You can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450. Free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
This November, I'm running the New York City Marathon as a member of Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. 2018 has been a banner year for the Innocence Project. Since January, 9 of their clients have walked free. Innocent people who combined to serve more than 200 years in prison for crimes they did not commit. And because of the Innocence Project, the risk of being wrongfully convicted has been greatly reduced for millions of people. October 2nd is International Wrongful Conviction Day. It's an opportunity to draw attention to the countless innocent men and women who remain behind bars and the need to reform our broken criminal justice system to prevent wrongful convictions. At any given time, the Innocence Project represents 200 clients who need their help to prove their innocence. This year, the Innocence Project helped pass a first-in-the-nation prosecutorial oversight law in New York and eyewitness identification reforms in New Hampshire and Louisiana. You can help the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, police helicopter breaking up a tailgate party at Penn State. And Johnson's got some, I think, legitimate concerns about this police state activity. We'll get into that coming up here in a moment with you tonight. It is Ian here.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. We do have AJ on the line from a prison in Michigan. I'm going to bring him back on here. He was commenting on the Me Too movement. You're saying you believe this is leading to more arrests, more prosecutions, maybe wrongful prosecutions, because, you know, if there's not a lot of evidence, then if there's no evidence, then somebody probably shouldn't be going to jail. But yet, just simple accusations have the potential of ruining somebody's life. And that's kind of where you left off. Go ahead, AJ.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, we've already broken every world's record of incarcerating people. Between 10 and 15 million people are arrested every year in the United States, every year. And the key is that's how we have 71 million people with criminal records, over 25% of the adult population. So the bottom line is the system is so far broken now. The neat thing about it is Brett Kavanaugh has helped put a lot of people in prison and a lot of people for simple things, drug convictions. The bottom line is now he gets to experience what it feels like. So now, you know, he's on the receiving end of the stick. So now he realizes, him and his family realize what all these other people and families have gone through that he sent to prison, along with many other judges in this country. And I understand they justify everything by what they do, but they're dead wrong. And that's why we're the prison capital of the world. And that I'd like to start a new movement, and called the Trump-Kavanaugh hashtag not me movement, because both of those claim they're innocent, and the key is both of them know how it feels to be charged with something, accused of something that you haven't really done. And the bottom line is we don't know whether or not they're innocent, but what we do know is you're guilty in the United States, and then you have to prove yourself innocent. That's what the system is set up for now. It shouldn't be that way, and it didn't used to be that way 50 years ago or 100 years ago, but it is that way now.
Yeah, the court of public opinion is...
You have two choices. Once you're charged...
It's definitely delayed.
Once you're charged, you have two choices. You either plead guilty or they're going to find you guilty. That's unfortunate. But that's exactly what time it is in America. And once you become a legal scholar or a jailhouse lawyer and you start studying this, people will see, then anybody in between doesn't understand what I'm talking about until you've been railroaded through the system. Then you know exactly what's going on. Then it's too late. No one wants to listen to you.
That's true.
And that's the problem, is the American people are paying for all this stuff.
They seem happy to do it. I mean, quite honestly, Americans just seem happy to dish out money for prison sentences and that sort of thing when, you know, a lot of these people are not a danger to other people. That's what prison should be for, is for people.
For dangerous people.
Yeah, that are dangerous. And I'm going to go so far as to say prison are for people who simply can't learn a lesson with other forms of punishment.
AJ, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. That's AJ there in Jackson, or at a prison in Michigan. I don't know if I was supposed to say which one. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. That's where we're going to now with Penguin 2.0 on the line in there. Hello, Penguin.
Hey, guys. Hey. I just wanted to call in about a topic that was on my mind, kind of related to what we're talking about here. I just want people to realize that, especially, you know, libertarians, anarchists, voluntarists, that there's no reason to kind of play these games in the media and in regular society.
What games?
The culture war. This whole culture war where everybody's always getting riled up by different controversies, whether it's a controversy over your particular ethnic or minority group, or really what I noticed, you know, some blue-haired blogger or college professor is going on about a straight white man or calling men rapists, just talking about, you know, these Me Too controversies, this Kavanaugh. It's all, to us, it's a real distraction, because this is the culture war of the status, because they're basically basing laws and governmental institutions, you know, and policy around these social what culture war controversies. And, you know, it's every time there's a big controversy that gets your minority group or your straight white men all riled up and angry and ready to charge. And I point out straight white men for a reason, because that seems to be a lot of where it's directed at. And that's the biggest and probably most politically, you know, aware demographic group. But regardless, with Obama, it was a lot of Black Lives Matter and different groups too during that presidency. But every time there's this big controversy, everybody's at each other, the pro this and the anti this crowd are fighting each other or yelling at each other online, the government, the state is getting away with another crime,
sure,
another conspiracy. And it's like, how many are they getting away with while we're all worried about Kavanaugh,
yep,
and rapes and beer and, you know, beer great bongs point and everything.
How many people have been targeted by the police in the last several weeks across the United States for essentially a crime with no victim, while this Kavanaugh hearing has been going on, talking about something that may have happened 30-something years ago?
Right. Well, that's the difficulty here, is that libertarians are going to be very interested in justice and how it's meted out. And this Kavanaugh situation, it has started off. Now the media's gotten in it. The FBI is investigating. We'll find out some more things, or we won't find out some more things, or we'll hear more innuendo. Who knows what it's going to be and how it plays out. But, I mean, when it comes down to a simple, one person makes an accusation, another person denies the accusation, and and there's no other evidence to be had, picking a side, saying believe women, sounds nuts.
That's terrible.
Now, well, it may be true that you're found right, found to be correct in the future, or you may be wrong, but, you know, no one has the consequences for it.
Especially since there's, like, you know, there's a meme that's been going around, you know, recently about Twitter. It's like a Twitter conversation where there's this, you know, woman named Leanne who says, "I've had consensual sex and regretted it later. I thought I wanted to do it. I made a mistake. It wasn't rape at all."
No.
And then someone, this woman, Jessie, responds, "No, if you regret it, then you did not fully 100% consent, and that is rape. You
wow, that's
may
insane.
Not, you may not want to admit that you were raped because it's very traumatic, but you were raped."
My God.
There's a lot of feministy people out there that will make that argument.
Oh, yeah. Somebody said the same thing about me fooling around when I was a kid.
Mm.
Right, so I would say that the problem with this is that there are crazy people in all factions. That Jessie is out of her mind, insane.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't understand really much
of
anything.
But there are a lot of people who are out of their mind, insane in that exact same way.
And we shouldn't listen to them on the internet or anywhere else.
And everybody has a soapbox through the internet. Everybody can instantly, wherever they are, go in their pocket and post whatever crazy thoughts they have. I mean, that's true.
Yep.
Good call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to talk about these ongoing dramas of relationships and alleged rapes and Me Toos and Kavanaugh's and all this stuff, it's all wrapped up together. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number, plus a tailgate party, a big one, where police helicopter basically zooms these people. We'll tell you more about it coming up here in moments.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
USA Radio News.
Today in Philadelphia, President Trump delivered remarks at the National Electrical Contractors Association. The president discussed manufacturing jobs.
New manufacturing jobs since the election, and that number very shortly will be up, David, to 640,000.
And if you remember, the past administration said those are jobs that you're not going to be adding.
You're going to need a magic wand. Do you remember that magic wand? There was no magic wand. It's good policy and other things. We're in the midst of a manufacturing renaissance.
The FBI is continuing their investigation into the sexual harassment allegations against Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh. Today, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell took to the floor.
The Senate will vote on Judge Kavanaugh here on this floor this week.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited here to join us on the radio. Our number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Just head on over to discord.lrn.fm. You can jump in there just like Penguin did a few moments ago and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Another great libertarian in a different studio is Tom Woods. He's got his own show called The Tom Woods Show. A lot of libertarians got to know him during the Ron Paul campaigns of 2008 and 2012. Tom is a New York Times bestselling author. He's written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. And since September of 2013, he's been putting out his own show every single weekday, which means he's done over 1,200 episodes so far with great guests like Ron Paul, Judge Andrew Napolitano, David Stockman, and hundreds more. Topics including war, the Federal Reserve, net neutrality, the FDA, Austrian economics, and other subjects of interest to libertarians. You can find the Tom Woods Show online at tomwoods.com or search for Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher. It's Ian Johnson and Mark in the studio tonight. We've been kind of on different aspects of this continuing drama, controversy, disagreement of people over sexual relations between men and women and all the dangers, the risks beyond STDs and, you know, unwanted pregnancies. Now the risks are you could be accused of rape. And not that that was impossible in the past. It's just that now, with, and it's even seems like even worse in the, than it was in the past.
Rape accusations are so hot right now.
With the way the internet is, it's a lot easier to get the word out and get people all riled up about some, just simply an accusation, without any real evidence beyond somebody saying something happened. And I don't believe for a moment that women or men are any more or less trustworthy than any one or the other. So each case needs to be taken on its merits. And in a lot of these cases, there's no evidence. So what are the merits? It's just two people saying things that are different. And I find it real hard to take a side.
Clearly an abuser is going to lie and deny it, right?
Correct.
But the problem is determining whether an individual who is being accused is in fact an abuser or just somebody who's being accused of something.
Which would make the other person an abuser because they're lying and they're trying to put that person in danger.
And obviously when somebody's ascending to one of the nine most powerful seats in the world, and I will argue that a Supreme Court, at least the Supreme Court rulings are more powerful than the executive branch, making at the very, you know, one of the most powerful seats in the world. If somebody's ascending to that and you don't want them there for a lifetime, sure, some brave liberal soulmate might very well say, I'm the one who has to take the bullet here and make the accusation, whether it's true or not. I'm not saying that's what Ford's done. I'm just saying that some women would be brave enough to do that.
Right, so now we're here with Johnson. You had a related story. You just happened to pull up during the break.
I'm just mentioning all the political candidates nowadays because, you know, there's so much hypocrisy in the, political arena. And I just...
You have an essay. You have an old essay.
Old essay from 1972.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's a long time ago.
Sure.
I mean,
but in the way back it's actually more recent than what's going on with Kavanaugh, right?
No.
No.
Is it? Kavanaugh was early 80s, right?
Yeah, probably 82 as opposed to 72. So we don't know exactly. Yeah, I'd have to look, but it's 82 or 83, yeah.
Okay. Well, this is...
So Bernie Sanders could have changed his opinion since then.
Sure.
But let's nonetheless see. So Bernie Sanders wrote an essay. What was it for?
It was for an article for the Vermont Freeman.
So a magazine.
An alternative newspaper.
Newspaper.
The article
alternative
was called...
what?
Man and Woman. Well, apparently standard newspapers.
Okay.
You know, he was a radical. So there was a commentary on gender roles. And it's caused a stir. You know, this article here points out it's bound to happen anytime a candidate mentions rape. Well, what did Bernie Sanders write and say about rape? Well, the essay by the Vermont senator who officially kicked off his presidential campaign, this is, right at the beginning of when he did so.
This was 1972, you said?
That's when the article was written, yes.
So Bernie was born in 1941, which would have made him 31 at the time.
Actually, I believe he was 32, I've heard.
Okay. Thereabouts. Yep.
So here's the it says, warning, the bit about rape comes at the very beginning. So,
and this was, I'm sorry, it was a decade before he became the 37th mayor of Burlington. So I don't know what, if any, political career he had at this point.
It's just some radical then.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this... it says here, this bit about rape comes at the very beginnings and does have some not totally safe for work language.
All right.
So it says, a man goes home and masturbates his typical fantasy. A woman on her knees, a woman tied up, a woman abused.
Okay, so we're already getting a look into
the real picture with this accent of
Bernie Sanders' sexual fantasies, right? Because
all I hear when I hear this must be Bernie Sanders' fantasy because it's
correct.
Not mine.
Yes.
Mine includes the floor covered in money.
Okay.
A woman enjoys intercourse with her men as she fantasizes being raped by three men simultaneously.
God.
Which is, he's saying that's what he believes the typical male fantasy.
No, the typical female fantasy.
I thought he says the man male fantasy.
The man and woman get dressed up on Sunday and go to church, or maybe to their revolutionary political meeting. Have you ever looked at the Stag Man Hero Tough magazines on the shelf of your local bookstore?
I don't even know what a Stag Man Tough Hero magazine is.
It's like a porno, you know. It's a porno magazine.
Okay.
It's a dirty stories.
Okay, stories. Gotcha.
Do you know why the newspaper with the articles like Girl 12 Raped by 14 Men sells so well?
Oh, my God.
So what in us are they appealing?
Horror?
So this is
wow.
What he was writing. Yeah.
No, no, no. Okay, just to clarify, Mark, you had said he was saying it was women's fantasies. He said in the beginning it was this male fantasy.
Can you repeat yourself?
Wait.
The very beginning of the article. The first part.
We want to hear about the male and female
fantasy. A man goes home and masturbates his typical fantasy.
His typical fantasy.
And then he describes.
Please keep reading,
Mr. Sanders.
A woman on her knees. A woman tied up.
A woman abused.
A woman enjoys intercourse with her man as she fantasizes about being raped by three men simultaneously.
I don't want to know how he knows this. Where is he hearing this?
Maybe his girlfriend once told him. I mean, it's not unheard of for people to have rape fantasies.
Sure. So I have heard, again, this is just people talking about other people's fantasies.
Yeah.
But I have heard that the rape fantasy for women is as common as the two-partner fantasy is for men.
That's what we talked about previously on this show. Now, where that evidence comes from, I don't know. But the theory, as I recall, was that some women, there's been this repressiveness towards sex in the United States. Over time, they're not supposed to want sex. So the idea of having a rape fantasy is that they get the sex that they want without actually having to admit that they want it, or some sort of bizarre sort of workaround.
This article that I'm reading here is from NPR.org, so I'll just, I'll do my best NPR here. Sanders then goes on to explain his ideas about the gender roles and eventually gets to a sharper point. That traditional gender roles help create troubling dynamics in men and women's sex lives. Many women seem to be walking a tightrope, he writes, as their qualities of love, openness, and gentleness were too deeply enmeshed with qualities of dependency, subservience, and masochism.
It's like this is really bothering him.
He adds that men, likewise, are confused. What is it they want from a woman? Are they at fault? Are they perpetrating this man-woman situation? Are they oppressors? I don't know.
So what is the point that this article is saying he's trying to make? Because I just keep getting lost in all these rape fantasies with Bernie Sanders.
I'm not sure what the point of it is at all. It's just like, I'm just asking questions.
All right. If you want to weigh in on this here, the
this is
number...
by no means my own fantasy.
No, of course not. You wouldn't be projecting at all, Bernie. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. AnyPay.global. Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform and generate income from them. This will allow Horizon to bring thousands of real-life services to the community, services that provide freedom, utility, and privacy. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community, Horizen.global.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, dial in toll free, take control of the airwaves here and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And Free Talk Live brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Looking to get started in the world of cryptocurrency? There's no better URL to go to get started, learn the basics, than Bitcoin.com. They got the Bitcoin Academy there that you can go through, and it won't take you long. Just to learn kind of the history behind Bitcoin. And I think we're going to be talking more about Bitcoin as its 10th anniversary will be approaching very, very soon. I think it's January when it will be 10 years old. And that's going to be a big milestone for the first decade of cryptocurrency. Find out about how it started by going to Bitcoin.com, getting started there. Or if you're not so new to Bitcoin, you want to get the latest news headlines, they got those too over at their news website at news.bitcoin.com. They're updated every single day with fresh news from around the planet in the world of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. That's, once again, news.bitcoin.com. Johnson, you're sharing with us some excerpts from an article, and we did actually manage to find the ostensibly full article according to a Reddit post, which cites the original Mother Jones piece on this. You were reading from, I think, NPR. Yes. Or was it Mother Jones that you were reading from?
I was reading from NPR.
NPR. Okay, so they were talking about
it. Said that Mother Jones dug it up.
This is a 1972 essay from Bernie Sanders where he gets pretty explicit in what he believes people's, both men and women's, sexual fantasies are, which, of course, whenever somebody does that, it's likely them projecting their own sexual fantasies onto other people.
My favorite part, and probably the most damning for him, is that, you know, he's talking on one hand about, you know, these people doing these horrible things, and then they go off to church on Sunday morning, or their radical political meeting, which would probably be where, I don't know, a socialist Jew would end up on Sunday morning.
Right. So was there more that you wanted to share from the NPR piece? Because I think there were some interesting comments after where we left off.
Sure. Let me see. So Let's talk about the Sanders campaign, I guess, because it says, what has the Sanders campaign said about this?
The 2016 presidential campaign?
Yeah. The Sanders campaign quickly tried to distance itself and the candidate from the 43-year-old essay.
I think we need an investigation.
Campaign spokesman Michael Briggs called the essay a dumb attempt at dark satire in an alternative publication. In an interview with CNN, adding that it in no way reflects his views or record on women. He added, it was intended to attack gender stereotypes of the 70s, but it looks as stupid today as it was then.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
now look, people can change, I think. That's certainly the case. But do they really? I mean, as far as their sexual fantasies are concerned, is it likely that Bernie Sanders at age 30 or 31 or 32 when he wrote this essay has really changed his sexual interests in the last however many damn years? I don't know how old he is now.
I think you're jumping to conclusions here. You're presuming that he's projecting, and I get the point you're making, but you're just presuming. I don't know. Yep. Maybe, you know, Bernie Sanders wrote this. We know that for sure. And it's really funny, especially when Johnson reads it in the Bernie Sanders accent.
Well,
funny,
the political meeting thing, you know, they go to church or their radical political meeting, and then his comment about what are they appealing to in us kind of implies that he's projecting.
Oh, yeah. Certainly looks that way.
Also, it's really interesting that he multiple times in this says things like, girl 12 raped by 14 men, so why do those sell so well to what in this us? Are they appealing? And another time in this...
Yeah, that doesn't sound like dark satire. I'm sorry. None of that sounds like satire.
And another line later in the essay, now that we found the whole thing, he said, you hated me before you ever saw me, even though I was not your father or your teacher or your sex friend when you were 13 years old or your husband. You hated me not because of who I am or what I was to you, but because I am a man. Like, 13-year-old sex friend, okay. You know, like, I guess this is where Bernie's going.
Yeah.
I got to say, you know, as a WASP, I never had a 13-year-old.
I like this line. He says, you did not deal with me as a person, as me. You lived a lie with me, used me and played games with me, and that's a piggy thing to do.
He sounds
a little... a piggy thing to do.
He sounds a little bitter about something. I'd like to hear more about it, but, you know, it's none of my business.
I mean, maybe it's because we haven't read the thing continuously.
Yeah,
it seems so disjointed.
Is a response. And she said, you wanted me not as a woman or a lover or a friend, but as a submissive woman or a submissive friend or a submissive lover. And right now, where my head is, I balk at even the slightest suspicion of that kind of demand. And he said, you're full of blank. And they never again made love together, which they both like to do more than anything, or never ever saw each other one more time.
This is some sort of fictional couple that he's doing a back and forth on.
Yeah, that's,
I think this is just best considered a terrible attempt at a story. But I
think it's
like a penthouse letter or
that
something.
He was as insane then as he is now.
It's really weird.
And to me, I mean, here's the weird thing. So let me just make a logical leap here that I tend to do. But to me, it's very consistent with the dehumanizing power fantasies that people who believe in collectivist ideologies are, I guess, prone to, let's say.
You're saying this fits his political belief system.
Sure, I think a political belief system, and it's, you know, I mean, maybe it's because I've read too much Ayn Rand or something like that, but political philosophies that tend to be collectivist are anti-life.
Right, so it flowers out of whatever his internal process is.
If you believe that in you know...
Flowers the wrong word.
Well, yeah, but if it grows, whatever, if it springs forth, you know, people who believe in controlling others... and using power and exerting dominant force over peaceful people who don't harm others.
They would do it on an individual level just as they want to see happen on a national or international scale.
Yeah. They're not, you know, the fact that someone is their romantic partner or family or whatever doesn't really I don't think come into play that much.
Yeah, I don't know. It's all weird.
Well,
it's just weird.
All we know is Mrs. Sanders isn't talking, I imagine, about this.
It's hard for me not to say that this is some kind of projection. You know.
It's clear that's what we're talking about here.
I really hate it when people say clear.
Yeah, it seems clear to me. I'm just saying.
It's clear to people that are saying that Brett Kavanaugh is a serial rapist, that he's a serial rapist, too.
Did Brett Kavanaugh write rape fantasies?
Nope. But,
okay, well, then we got a little bit more evidence for Bernie Sanders.
There are people
then.
Coming and making accusations about him.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Mind you, I would say the same thing if this were a Republican who was writing the same words here. I mean, we wouldn't have as good of an impression because, you know, what do Republicans sound like? But either way...
Well, not a particular Republican.
Right.
I mean...
But it would still be the exact same thing that I've said, in the same way that we've seen the Republicans, whenever, you know, one of them gets caught trying to take the pants down on one of the congressional aides in a bathroom or something like that, turns out that's always the same Republican who's been going just crazy trying to, you know, make homosexuality illegal or something like
that.
So it's almost always these people who speak the loudest about, you know, prohibiting these things. Obviously, Bernie's not talking about prohibition, so it's a bit of a different story. But he is still reaching into the recesses of his mind, or, you know, maybe not that deep. And he's putting this on paper. It's coming from somewhere.
Yeah, it's the people who want some greater power than themselves to stop them from their perverted proclivities. The ones that don't believe they can do it on their own.
Mm.
They want that greater power to come in and stop them. That's why you find so many smokers that want to find anti-smoking laws. Well, maybe that'll stop me.
Right.
It won't. That's why you'll find the politicians that want to stop this perversion or that perversion or deviance or whatever terminology you want to use for whatever sexual activity there might be. The libertarian says, you're free to do what you want with another adult, so long as you don't initiate force, as long as you don't do something that they don't want, especially, and you can't do it first. And you can do whatever you want. We don't care. We just say, fine, have at it. You want to have weird, perverted sexual fantasies with your wife? Fine.
A decent attempt.
It's not just a comparison. Yeah.
Pennsylvania State Police, we're going to get into this story coming up here, because talking about politicians who want to stop people from doing things because they are projecting, but Pennsylvania State Police basically came darn close to the ground with a helicopter over top of a very large tailgate party at Penn State. Presumably because the cops themselves were jealous they weren't down there partying. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. So they got mad and put some people's lives in danger. We'll explain to you coming up here in hour number 3, coming up on Free Talk Live.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency,
get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.